Second drug I'd like to tell you a little bit about, really, the news on this drug changes once a week. It always gets better. It's the HDAC inhibitor, the histone deacetylase inhibitor, discovered by Dr. Joel Gottesfeld at Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla, California, taken up by Repligen Pharmaceuticals near Boston. It is in a phase one clinical trial in Italy in FA patients. 20 FA patients are taking the drug. We are finishing the final dosing of that drug about now. We hope to get data from that trial next month. We have a meeting scheduled at Repligen on April 19th. We hope to see enough of the data of that phase one trial and enough of the data on their studies of the follow-on candidate. You know, you never go into a clinical trial if you can help it with a single candidate, a single drug. You want to have, while you're trying that drug, you want to develop one or two follow-on candidates that you think might even be improvements, so that if there are any issues with the lead candidate, as it would be called, you've got another horse coming up right behind it, and then you can keep moving in that development program. Well, actually, Repligen has already one follow-on candidate for the lead candidate that's on trial in Italy, and they're even working on a third generation just in case. So we'll get those data. On the other hand, this trial is just a single dose. Most of the patients in this trial are getting just one dose of the HDAC inhibitor. This final cohort that's finishing up now actually got two doses. They got two doses close enough together that the half-life of the frataxin protein would not be expired. So I should back up and say what they're looking for here is not that these patients are obviously improved. You're not going to be obviously improved on a single dose of anything. But what they're looking for is a signal that would show this drug company and the drug companies, the larger drug companies that we're looking for to take over this program, that we can safely administer an HDAC inhibitor to an FA patient, that drug will increase the messenger RNA of the frataxin protein and the frataxin protein. And that's the proof of principle, as Norman would be able to tell you, that these bigger drug companies are looking for. Show us that it can be safe, and then you get a signal that you'll be able to improve the underlying mechanism of action in this disease. So with a single dose, there really wasn't much hope that they'd see more frataxin protein. But they said, well, we'll look for the increase in messenger RNA that builds the frataxin protein. So they've been looking for that. The first three cohorts, the first 15 patients, got a single dose. This fourth cohort of five patients gets two doses, like 2 days apart, so that you double your opportunity, you double the window of opportunity to see more frataxin protein. And we know of no adverse events. Everything's been done on time and on schedule, and the patients have been fine. We'll find out next month if there was an increase in message and an increase in frataxin protein. We've already gone to the FDA with a follow-on candidate and gotten their permission to proceed with the toxicology studies on the follow-on candidate and conduct a U.S. clinical trial of the follow-on candidate, if that's the decision that's made by the company and FARA. And so when we meet with them next month, we'll be talking about data from Italy, the phase one, the data that they're collecting on the follow-on candidate, and the data they're gathering on their third generation molecule. And we'll sit down together and decide what's the best course of action. Do we drive forward with the lead candidate that comes out of Italy? Do we drive forward with a follow-on candidate and do a clinical trial here in the U.S. with that follow-on candidate, which has improved characteristics? Or do we drive on with the third generation? So there'll be a lot of news beginning about the end of next month for all of us. And at the same time, we're doing that, we're also helping them find the large pharmaceutical company or a large venture capital company willing to in-license the HDAC inhibitor, because Repligen is, some of you know, is deciding to get out of the research and development business into the bioprocessing business, where they're making money now. And so they have just decided, however, to extend their work on the HDAC inhibitor, which was supposed to end on July 1st of this year. They will get board approval, we assume, in early April. End of April. They'll get board approval to continue for another year working on the HDAC inhibitor, FARA, MDA, and our Italian colleagues, GOFAR, and anybody else who wants to play to further advance this program and to seek a pharmaceutical partner or a venture capital partner. They've got the pharmaceutical partners lined up, short list of about three or four that are keenly interested, have been to Repligen and been briefed several times, or have gotten into their data warehouse, as they call it, and are waiting for the results from the Italian study and the toxicology studies on the follow-on candidates. So we're very hopeful that the HDAC inhibitor, which would be the first drug in clinical trial that would actually increase the frataxin protein expression, which is the underlying reason that our kids have FA. So they are sick because they don't have enough frataxin protein. This is the first drug we've had in clinical trial that has the potential of increasing the expression of the FA gene of the frataxin protein. So
And the Italy trial is on two repeats. The alleles, both alleles are contaminated.
Yes.
So there's no point mutation.
No point mutants in the Italian study. Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
What else is going on in Scripps in the meantime?
Repeat.
Really
repeat
cool. Question. What's going on in Scripps in the meantime was John's question. Several neat things. One of which they're still intimately involved in the HDAC inhibitor program with Repligen. They have licensed it to Repligen, but Joel Gottesfeld, the discoverer, is still intimately involved in doing medicinal chemistry, for example, on this